I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to 360 Podcast. One of Eastern Europe's biggest countries erupting in protest and flames. Also tonight, revealing jailhouse phone calls from the man who shot and killed a young black man after an argument over loud music. Let's get started. Tonight, a city the size of Chicago is in flames. It has been all night, and the political inferno is spreading. Take a look at Kiev, capital of Ukraine, a country that was once a big part of the old Soviet Union and is now erupting over the government's decision to align itself more closely with Vladimir Putin's Russia. The people down in that square right now, Independence Square it's called, they don't want that. They've been protesting it for 3 months now. Tonight, government forces moved on them with force, inflicting heavy casualties and apparently paying a heavy price as well. The numbers vary, but the best we can determine right now, 11 protesters, 9 police officers, and one other person have been killed, but expect those numbers to change. They've been rising all night. Our Phil Black is in Kiev right now. He joins us by phone. Phil, what's the latest?
Anderson, there is still a huge crowd here in Independence Square, thousands of people, and all of them working in one way or another to try and ensure they continue their occupation of this space. At the front line, there are young men with shields, bike helmets, feeding those huge fires, bonfires, all of them designed along with the barricades that are being built here to try and keep the security forces away. Because after a day of the deadliest violence this crisis has seen, in some 3 months or so, the people on the square strongly believe the security forces are going to try and kick them out. Tonight, though, opposition party leaders have been negotiating with the government, the president, Viktor Yanukovych. A short time ago, those talks broke up without results. So even such a deadly toll, one that has claimed that we now believe more than 20 lives, has not been able to edge the two sides of this crisis closer and enable them to try and find some sort of solution.
And Phil, we're showing multiple images on our screen right now, and I want to continue to do that, some still photographs. But the main picture, this long line of fires, you explained a little bit. Those are fires set by whom? What exactly are we looking at?
So those fires have been sent by opposition protesters themselves. Today, at the end of the running street battles, they've fallen back to Independence Square, and they've tried to barricade it, build up their defences as best they can. And those fires are really the biggest part of that they've got going at the moment. They have built all of these bonfires, at one point spread out across a very large section of this wide road. It's really a bed of fire and burning embers. It was giving off incredible heat. It is just simply there designed to keep the security forces away, to make them think twice about trying to enter the square and kick people out.
Phil, is there a sense of how much support the protesters have or the government have? I mean, does one have more than the other?
It is difficult to say just across the country, Anderson, or to speak for the country as a whole. Certainly here in Kiev, to the west of the country, we know that the mission of these protesters has the most support. We know that these are the people that see themselves as being Western-leading, more European. These are the people, they want these values, they want that economy, they want their country to have that sort of democracy. The east of the country, it is culturally, ethnically more Russian, always has been. It is the president's power base, his heartland. And so that is the crisis. That is why it has been so difficult to resolve this. This is a divided country, and the next few days could determine whether or not that divide becomes greater and potentially rips the nation apart.
Phil Black, be careful tonight. Thank you for reporting for us there.